Nikolai, with the week under your belt in Winnipeg here already and knowing that you're going to Edmonton coming up this weekend, what's the most important thing for you in these last few days of practice before you guys make your way to the Hub City in your eyes?
Well, the same as it has been for the last 7-8 weeks. You know, get back into shape and into playoff type hockey, and it's going the right way. So I feel comfortable with where I'm at, and it's only getting better from here. So it's good.
What's it like for you guys as a group on a daily basis like this? Obviously, you've got the early mornings here at the arena. Can you walk us through kind of what you know, the rest of your day entails to be going through the grind that you guys are right now?
Well, yeah, I mean, we get up early to do the test, which is obviously important. And, you know, we get on the ice and work out, and I mean, after, it's pretty much, you know, for me, mostly going home, relaxing, take a nap, and get ready for the next day, or go for a golf round. That's pretty much it. You know, we're back to play hockey, and everybody is clear on that, and wants to make a big push for it. So we're excited and ready for that.
Thanks.
Nikolai Kenweeb from Sportsnet.ca. What are some of the things you've learned about Cody Eakin, both on and off the ice, since his arrival?
He's a great guy. You know, we talk a lot off the ice. Went to go golf, me, Patty, him, and Laos the other day. And you know, on the ice, he's obviously a great player, both defensively and offensively. So we've been able to create some chemistry, and it worked for us before this long break. I think in practices, it's gotten better and better. So it's exciting playing with him, and we're just going to keep working on what we do best and creating that chemistry.
What was he like to play against? I mean, I know you guys played against that line a fair amount in the Vegas series a couple of years back.
Yeah, he's a tough player to play against. Like I said, he's really good defensively. He reads the game really well, and you know, it's got a pretty good stick that nobody wants to play against. So we're excited to have him on our team and especially on our line. So it's good.
One last one for me. I mean, how eager are you to get the playoffs going? I mean, you know, it's something that we've talked about before in the past. I know it's a time of year where you like to shine.
I didn't get the question.
Sorry, just how eager are you to get the playoffs going? I mean, given the last couple springs have gone.
Yeah, we're excited. I feel like we've got something to show. We've got to bounce back from the way it went last year. Obviously, it's going to be a little different this year, but it doesn't change the way we think about it. You know, it's called play-in, but playoff starts against Calgary. So we're excited. We're ready for it. And we know we got the team to do something great. So, yeah, we need to bounce back.
Thank you.
Nick, Tim Campbell, NHL.com. Wondering if you think the health testing and these protocols you've had to add have become routine for you yet?
Yeah, they have. I mean, I don't love the getting up early, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, we came back, we're back to play hockey. And this is something that we got to do to do that. So, you know, you get up early every other day to do a test, and then, you know, that's pretty much it. So It doesn't change much for me. Like I said, we're back to play hockey and we're doing that, so I'm happy with that.
Thanks.
Nick, Sean Reynolds here with Sportsnet. You're obviously at your best when you're playing, you know, at speed. And as the season kind of came to a close before the pause there, you really look to have your speed game going. I'm wondering what it is maybe about Cody Eakin that allows you to unlock your speed.
Well, I think he's good at passing and throwing the puck into spaces where I can just go and skate after the puck. And I think that's kind of worked for us. And he's a pretty good skater too. So me and Patty have kind of just been able to, as soon as Eakes gets the puck, to just, you know, take off. And I think that's why I've been able to use my speed as good as I did before the break.
Taking off like you guys are when he gets the puck, I assume that has a lot to do with the confidence that you have in his defensive game, like you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, with a guy like him, it's not that we're just going to stay up at the red line the whole game. But, you know, we know that he's good defensively and he can put the puck on our tape and get the puck out of our zone. So we trust that. Obviously, he trusts us to not just skate away from the puck and the defensive side of the game. I feel like I can take off a little earlier than usual.
Hey Nick, it's Jason Bell from the Winnipeg Free Press. Nick, you've had, three 25 goal seasons, 420 goal seasons. I mean, that's one of your gifts, obviously, with this hockey club. You know, I have to ask, and you've been asked before, I mean, the 21 games and the goal is throughout in the playoffs. I mean, how much does that bother you? And what do you chalk that up to anything back, you know, to a year or two ago when you weren't putting the puck in the net in the postseason?
Not at all. It is what it is. You know, obviously I like to score, but I like to think that I'm doing whatever I can and as much as I can to help this team win. And if that means not scoring, then that's it. But I know that I feel confident in myself and I know the goals will come. So, yeah.
What do you and Cody and Patrick have to do to ensure you're getting that quality ozone time to create those chances?
Make it easy for ourselves. I mean, in practice a couple of times here in the last week and a half, we've kind of seen what we can do and what we can't do. And, you know, when we've been able to just put the puck down and get after it, that's when we've been able to create zone time and create chances for ourselves. So, I mean, there's going to be times where we're going to make our plays and things like that. But most of our zone time in practice has been from just skating and chipping the puck and getting in. So I think we've found a way to get in and get that zone time.
Nikolai, Scott Billick from the Winnipeg Sun. A couple days to go left here in this training camp. Do you compare it to the last month of the season where you guys were playing quite well? Everybody, well, not everybody, but a lot of people were healthy, or is it something new? And what does this team look like at this point now if it doesn't look like it did back in, you know, kind of February, March?
I did not understand that the question at all.
Okay, I'll try it again. Just what does the team look like right now? I mean, you've had a week and a half. I mean, you're about a week away from playing and a week and a half away from, you know, playing meaningful hockey games again. Where is this team at? Are you confident that, you know, this week and a half and these 2 weeks will get the team in the right spot that it needs to be to play in this playoff round?
I like where we're at. And I'm definitely confident in us getting to where we want to be, by the start of these plans and this exhibition game. You know, we're working hard every single day, and we came back for a reason, not just to play games and then go back home. We came here to win, and everybody looks excited to start. And I mean, you can see it out there. We're going at it, and working as hard as we can as a group to you know, get back to where we finished. So I'm confident in the way we play and where we're at right now.
Yeah, and training camps usually don't end in games where you have to win. Usually you have an 82 game season to play through before the playoffs happen. Is there a different mentality from this training camp going in, knowing that you have to, you know, from the outset win those games, because, you know, everything that you've done now could be all for naught if you don't win those games? Is the mentality different coming out of this training camp?
No, I don't think so. I think for us, it doesn't matter what game it is. We're playing to win. And right now it's just like training camp. You know, we're getting ready to win games. And whether that's exhibition games, regular season, or playoff games, it doesn't matter. We want to win every single game. We know that's not possible, but we at least want to give ourselves a chance to win every single game. And I think that we've been able to do that throughout the season. So what we did in training camp before the season started was right. And the way it's looking right now, it's going in that same direction. So the games that we're going to be playing now in the play-in against Calgary, it's we're going in with the same mentality as an exhibition game. So we're going in to win.